I have these notes, but I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Wow! Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor.
Nico!
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
I own a pocket full of fame.
Well, look what you're doing now.
I know. Well, I know.
You're looking live on a Monday night from the Delta Center, downtown Salt Lake City, Utah.
What's up? What's up, Donnie Crew?
What up, what up, what up?
What up, Jay? What up, Ice?
What's up, Flint?
What up?
We're here. It's, we're here at the
buddy.
Stabbing cabin.
Ooh.
JR's basement.
Aggressive.
Not aggressive. Love the stabbing cabin. But we're here. We're chilling. We got the high lifes flowing. Jay's drinking a German malt. I don't know what the hell. Isaac's got a little.
Dude, look at the name of this thing.
Modelo.
It says.
Yeah, what is that?
I'll just try and say it. It's a Radburger Zwinkel.
Oh, can't go wrong with the Zwinkel.
The Zwinkels.
It's a Radburger. Is it one of those beers that's like made by the tradition, the German.
What were you saying about the pickle?
I don't know. I bought it at Harmon's.
No, you said pickle. No, you said pickle. Right?
Harmon's sounds
German.
Heidevenus
sits under the table.
Right near the Puppenschaft.
Pickle under the table. It's a little game we like to play.
We're here. You got three of us here tonight. The trio.
We're back, baby.
The three-legged.
We're back.
Barstool.
Batting 1-2-3. We got the hockey game on. Going into OT. Game 3, Florida-Vegas. God, Florida needs to
they
win
turn
one,
it
boys.
Around right here.
They've got to win one.
They have to.
Because if
hope,
not,
I hope they do.
Vegas is just too good.
Too good.
Yeah. And I hate to say, as I saw this coming last week. We talked about this. We made our predictions, and what did I say? You guys picked you and Tad. I remember picked
proved me
Florida
wrong every time.
Hey, I've been wrong, and Florida could come back and win. You know, 4 out of 5. I don't know if they will, but. Vegas, and my only prediction was, can Bobrovsky keep this up? The answer was no.
Aiden Hill, man, looks good.
Yeah, he looks way good. Dude, did you see the clip? Did you guys see the clip of what he does? So at the end of practice, and sometimes warm-ups during games, sometimes goalies don't get after it as hard. They play that kind of rebound game at the very end. Like the last couple guys on the ice are just firing pucks and in tight, and they can play that one rebound play where you can't pass it. You have to shoot it. Or you get one pass. And have you seen that clip of Aiden Hill just going off during that game? Like kick saves, freaking diving across the crease. I've never seen a goalie work that hard at the end of a game or at the end of a warm-up before a game. And not even that he's working hard, just having fun too. Like goalies that show me that just enjoy saving the puck, that just all they care about, whether the game is being played, whether it's practice, whether it's warm-up, they just want that puck to stay out of the net no matter what. You know, goalies are so weird when you see them. If there's even pucks in the net at practice, certain goalies will like scoop all the pucks out. They don't,
yeah.
It's like a mental thing. There
I
can't
love
be
that.
A puck in the net. Yeah, I do too.
Love it.
I feel like Aiden Hill's like that. I feel like he has that kind of magic to him. But hopefully it's a good series. We got the great one. We got all the boys up. How about Henrik Lundqvist's suit game?
Dude,
every night I turn it on, and I'm like, if my wife walks in the room, I like change it because I'm like, she will freaking want to.
I'm all about my wife getting wet for Henrik.
Can you imagine how many freaking hockey wives flick their beans to King Hank?
I know I do.
I'd flick the bean to him. Anyway, we're here. You got Flink, you got Jay, you got Eyes. How was your weekend, boys? Eyes?
It was busy, 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 but good.
Yeah.
We had hockey tryouts this
we
weekend.
Did have
you
tryouts.
And Smitty.
It
was fun.
Fucking hate trials. Oh, they're fun, but
I
hate trials.
It's hard to cut some kids. It's hard to see some kids leave.
We crushed a lot of kids' dreams.
We did. Yeah, you kind of pick them pretty quick, too. So that was fun. A lot of that. And then, you know, my typical Lowe's runs, fixing sprinklers and shit.
You're such a good Lowe's. We're going to get a Lowe's deal out of this eventually.
Oh, I know. We're going to get that sponsorship. And then I did play some golf, which was good. My back's feeling pretty good, so I was swinging hard.
Hell yeah.
Finally, hitting some greens. And
where'd you play?
Just at the local course right by me, River Oaks.
Oh yeah.
Just crushed like 9 holes. And
Tad was just saying River Oaks was like playing. He said all the courses in the valley with all the water have been pretty nice.
And it's a good tell.
Yeah.
You can see if you're hitting the ball straight, if you're shaping it well, because
there's a lot of trouble at River Oaks.
If you don't, and it's all irons. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not hitting a lot of driver other than like some of the par fives, but
there's all those little streams that kind of cross the mm-hmm. fairways, and you got to be real careful.
Well, and if you're left or right, you're fucking gone.
Yeah.
Who did I see there? That was on the NBA. Mike Conley.
Oh, nice. There. Hell yeah. Too. I like Conley.
Yeah.
Didn't we trade him? Is Conley still with the Jazz?
No, he's gone. But he still, I think a lot of the dudes still like being here and stuff.
Yeah. So. That's wild.
So, yeah, it was fun.
I used to see Mehmet Okur at Old Mill all the time.
Yeah.
Getting out of his little tiny Ferrari. Yeah. He's just like this massive dude. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Yep. Just buy a truck, bro.
That was good. How about you, Ray?
Same thing, dude. I, you know, as you said, we had tryouts, and it's, what did we have the first day? Like 65 skaters on the first day and 7 goalies or something like that. So instantly I think we talked about last week, because we had our first day of tryouts and then we did the pod last week, and then we had our last two, Saturday, Sunday. So it was fun. It was, again, I hate it. It's so much, it's really not fun to like send kids away, but it's competitive hockey. Like, we don't coach rec league, we don't coach house league, and we have to do right by the team, right? Like, I've got 20 on a roster, we have 20 on a roster, 17, 18 on a roster. Like, you got to do right by those good players, and I can't just like pull favors, or which goes without saying, but it's just hard. It's really tough to like tell 20 kids after an hour, just, you know, better luck next year. Gilmore, your name wasn't on the list. Better luck next year.
It's my year, man.
So we had tryouts, and we've been doing a bunch of work at our house too. We got a trampoline finally in for the kids, and I live on like kind of a sloped lot, so it's a little more difficult than I think your average trampoline install. I remember going to the rink on Saturday morning, was it? I was up at like 6, and I was shoveling shit until you and Smitty came over to go to hockey. But we got that trampoline in, and the kids are just loving it. Dude, they've been out there. Dude, 20, no matter what, they're just jumping on a tramp.
Awesome.
It's not as nice as JR's octagon, but it's getting there. The kids were throwing each other around a little bit, like it was the freaking UFC. But that's it, dude. It was a lot. Like, the weekend was, I didn't have any time. We were at the rink, and like Sunday, I was at the rink all day helping with the older age groups, and that was it, dude. I didn't get to play golf. I don't know. I was going to get into my swing thoughts, but I didn't play golf, so I don't know. My swing thought play golf. Jay, how was your weekend, dog?
Dude, weekend was good, man.
I know you played golf.
I did play golf. We had a little staycation, which was fun. We had a little family birthday party. I saw eyes. That was a good time.
Mm-hmm. Where did you do the staycation? We were
like drinking ranch waters, and then the... I don't even know.
Yeah, I didn't really drink much. I had my kids, so don't drink and drive with your kids, right?
Yeah.
Where did you do? Can you say the location of your staycation? Was it like a...
Oh, Grand America.
That's where the president's from.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe Presidente.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness. No, it was good. It was fun. The place is dope, dude. Like, I don't know. We're like here, you know, you never go down there and like sit in the pool, and like, it was cool.
That's where all the road NBA teams stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's the only 5-star.
I will say this. This is actually cool. Me and my brother-in-law, we went down and to the Gibson Girl. Mm-hmm. And they have like all these special whiskeys. And, you know, we're like all about that, I guess. So, yeah, we drank. They had a bunch of special bottles. They had a Taylor, H. Taylor bottle. It's like a really, really expensive bottle. It's $120 a pour.
Jeez.
And it was so fucking good.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, and then we did that, and then we had the birthday party, and then I played golf on Sunday, and I played with Sean and Tad and this guy named Marty, and we played 27 holes, and it was good times, man.
Sick, you got the 27 in?
Got the 27 in, and we played Vegas. We played left and right Vegas.
Did you dominate again?
I felt like I played good, man. I had on the front nine, I had 3 or 4 birdies.
Damn. Last week, and you cleaned up.
Yeah, get this. I played really good on the front nine. I had 3 or 4 birdies, and I still shot a 38.
Damn.
So, like, the last two holes were just, I don't know what the hell I was doing, but.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, but it was really cool because the whole foursome, I think everybody shot in the 70s, so it was good. Sick. It was a good battle.
That's awesome.
And
in the 70s, it hidden too.
Yeah.
I'd take 79 at on two nines at Hidden all day long.
It was a good time.
That's really good.
But yeah, should we go into, do you want to go on the hotline or do you want to go
your
swing, swing thoughts?
Yeah, what are your swing thoughts? I didn't play golf. Like you, we kind of skipped over Ryze and he
Well, Ryze, Ryze just came from the driving range. So maybe we start with you. I've got plenty, but.
No, I just came from men's. Sorry, I came from men's league.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So I shot back-to-back 38s.
Nice.
I played pretty good. Had one birdie, so no big blow-ups. Yeah. Or wait, 38, 37. So I had a 75.
75, yep.
Played pretty good though. I mean, I've been my dad's my master, my Jedi master telling me not to go for flags.
Yeah, middle of the green.
So I was two putting a lot. So it was kind of boring. JR always calls it boring golf.
Yeah,
but it was fun. Like I had a lot of chances at birdie from like 25 feet.
Yeah,
or 20 feet. You know, like I wasn't, but I did make one birdie from off the green from 25 feet.
Nice.
And it was money.
Oh, that's
and
awesome. With do you chip it in or with a putter?
Putter.
Nice.
A Texas wedge. It was good. Yeah. And so my big swing thought today was smash it. I didn't think anything else.
Get him, Smasher.
Because I've been playing hurt for like 3 months.
What does that mean when you say that?
Like when I get to the ball, cover the fucking ball.
Okay.
Cover it with your hips. Throw everything you've got at it.
Just make sure at impact you're
when I swing, like if you guys play with me a lot, I swing pretty smooth. Like for the most part, I'm all about tempo. That's kind of my game. But today, like as soon as I got to the ball, I'm like smash the shit out of the ball. And I was driving the fuck out. Like I hit my, so there was a par five. This is probably my best shots in a long time. I was 270 away from the green and I fucking made the green. And the pin was 270, was like 250 to the front. I hit my three wood out of the rough to the green. Just smashing the shit out of the ball. So that felt really good today.
That does not work for me.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Love that. That's a good one.
I do love the, like, it, at the ball. Make sure I'm excited.
Yeah, thought about accelerate that, at the ball. Yeah. That's really what I'm saying.
Yeah, no matter what you're doing.
Smash the don't fan fucking at it.
Shit out of it.
It's, yeah. There's not one, whether you're putting, chipping, hitting out of a bunker, iron shot, driver, if you don't accelerate, like there's nothing good that happens. Oh, yeah, no, you know?
Make a deliberate move at the ball. That's really what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wait, how about you, Jay?
Oh, dude, I'm gonna sound like the biggest like left-handed pitcher right now with my shit because I've been playing good. I've been hitting the ball solid. And then I have this tendency where like as soon as I get there, I'm like, well, I got to get to the next level, so I obviously have to change something now rather than just keep ride practicing, get better from 100 yards in, get better around the greens, get better. You know what I mean, like. Get it, like, if you're 20 yards or 7 yards away, like, get it to where you're up and down, like, with 3 or 4 feet, right? Like, that's what I need to work on.
You're tearing your swing down faster than the
property brothers. But, yeah, what I'm doing is I'm tearing my swing down, which is honestly, I feel like my swing is really good right now. I'm making, like...
Your swing looks better right now mm-hmm. than I think it ever has, to be honest.
So, what I did was I went to the range this week, and I started to literally break down my swing to where... I'm like going back now, like trying to bow my wrist and then lock in my elbow and just turn with my body.
DJ Far.
Yeah. And just like do this body turn. So I have no like hands in it, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And when you hit it, like it feels amazing because you don't really have a lot of effort into your swing, but you can get a lot of like power behind it. But you have like the release, the hands, like there's not a lot of feel to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm making sense.
No, you are.
Because you were talking about casting before.
Yeah, and I
just because I've had this thing where but I was saying what's been working for me is just this very simple thought of like stay connected, get your get here, and then just go, and it's really helped me. And now I'm like, okay, I'll just go up here, bow my wrist, put my elbow into my right side, and just turn my body.
When you start hinging and things, it's a vastly different swing.
I know. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
so as I like, as we're sitting down right now, like I'm like,
keep it simple,
dude,
stupid.
Jay. Like that's not the part you need to work on. The part I need to work on is, around the green, chipping it on, bumping runs, flop shots, quick little. Pitches like that stop and check and just get it around and boom, hit it in one putt up and down, done out to the next hole. Like,
and you can always work on like putting. Like, I feel like, have you ever done your homie has like a whole putting studio? Have you ever done that? Have you ever gotten like your putter?
I have.
Fitted? Yeah. Is it crazy?
I did it with a Bentonardi, but I didn't do it. But my putting's always been pretty good. It's just, I just need to take literally like two wedges and just hit every single shot. from the bunker, from the side, up, down, grass bunkers, 20 yards out, 50 yards out, just keep doing it all over the place and just short side,
I just put new corded grips on my wedges.
Oh, yeah. Makes a big difference.
I just feel deadly.
Grips are...
The flare, I don't know what... They're white and they're corded.
Yeah. No, I feel deadly. I just don't know why I do that. It's almost like this weird self-sabotage thing. I just like, oh, yeah, this shit's working, so let's go fucking break the whole thing down. Mm-hmm. So it's weird.
I don't know why.
Anyway.
You're too analytical.
Analyzing way too much. Yeah. Build off the good. Build off the good stuff. Okay, swing thoughts, that's good. Should we get into the hotline real quick?
Yeah, I think we got a couple.
We got a couple.
All right. Let's see. Do you gonna go? You want to read it right or me?
I'd like you to, but I'd also like to let Drake soothe us in here.
Well, yeah. Oh, dude, did they just take it? I think they did. You used to call me on
my cell phone. Walk off.
Uh huh.
Have to walk him off on the road.
Number 23. What's his last name?
Montour.
No, not Montour. 23.
Montour. Oh, like 62 or something.
Yeah, he's 23. Anyway. All right. So, okay. So we got two. This will be a quick one. So Donald Boys. That's funny. Thoughts on this cup final. Is Vegas that good? Holy shit. Hopefully Florida can win one game. Jesus Christ.
Well, they just did.
So did they win? Is that it? They got it?
Appears so. I haven't seen Brooksy yet.
Oh, yeah. They got it. Yeah.
I bet they showed Brooks in his box.
So they answered their question. 1-1.
2-1. Yeah.
They won one game.
Oh, yeah.
So they have won one game. Caller, texter.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vegas is that good, to answer your question. I think that's been proven.
And everyone's talked about them circumventing the cap, but so did the Oilers have in the last 3 years. So did Tampa Bay. And even Florida had a lot of cap issues. That's why they'd make Huberdeau for
a I think Colorado did it the year they won.
Colorado was actually one of the lower salaries, but then they had to pay everybody after. That's like Kadri left and a lot of those guys. Yeah. But no, I think you're right. When we went and saw two games in Vegas this year, they're just connected.
They're a good team.
Everything is just so crisp.
I think I know Bruce Cassidy got a lot of shit leaving Boston, and there were some players, supposedly Krejci said that wasn't true, or at least he like dispelled the rumor, but the rumor was the players weren't, you know, and that happens to a coach. Like I think there's like a 3-4 year window, and then no matter how good of a coach you are, it's like you really got to communicate well to have your ideas and your voice not go stale, and you have to have really good assistants. But Cassidy got a lot of shit in Boston, ends up leaving. Vegas picks him up, and what do? They get really solid defensively through the middle. Like, if you see this series, the only team that really did damage to Vegas was Edmonton, and that's because they are good enough to draw Vegas outside of the middle of the ice. And this is coach speak here, but Vegas locks down the middle of the ice better than anyone. And if you look at where goals are scored in the NHL, it's really hard to score in the NHL.
Even like literally.
There's a reason that 20, 30, 40 goal scorers are paid the way they are. Like, it's hard to score goals in that league. It's hard to score goals in a Bantam hockey. It's really hard to score once you get to the NHL. And Cassidy has brought that tough defense. Like, look at how big Vegas is. Dude, all their D are like 6'3". 6'4", long sticks. Those passes can't get through the middle. They have the middle of the ice locked down. And like I said, Edmonton exposed them a little bit. You have to do a little chasing when you've got Draisaitl and McDavid on the ice. And
so stat that we read this year, Draisaitl has still the most goals in the playoffs. He was knocked out two rounds ago.
They're both like high up there in the points. Dude, even
it's insane. Draisaitl's insane, and he steps it up in the playoffs too. So I think Vegas is just. I mean, I'm stoked Florida won game three. At least make it a series. And who knows? I do think Vegas is that good. Long-winded answer.
I mean, I do feel like, you know, Bruce got a nice team to go to.
Absolutely.
He was good. But
Vegas wasn't as good defensively as they are now. He did a lot for Vegas.
Yeah.
You're right. He inherited a fucking awesome team.
Yeah, you got, Barbashev. It's just... What the fuck, dude?
He's going to get paid.
What the fuck? He's so good. Anyway, I don't know. With Boston, he had the same thing. He had a good team, and I don't know. Anyway, yeah. But I do agree. Vegas is good, dude.
Yeah, they're nasty.
But dude, you said this earlier when Florida just dumped. Yeah, it was 23. What's his last
name? Verhage.
Yeah, yeah. He keeps having all these game winners. But dude, when you said that the Florida just smoked the Canes, I was like, yeah, you're right. Like that kind of actually blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because I think the Canes are better than the Knights.
Really?
I do.
I think they're better coached, but I don't think they played up to their potential.
I don't think they did. I just think that the physicality
Vegas
of the
has
Florida
way
just,
more talent than.
Yeah, you're right. Like, and Vegas is actually way more physical than you realize.
Yep.
Like they throw bodies, dude.
Yeah, they throw bodies. And to your point, is what you're just saying.
And they're tough. Like, was it game one or two? Kachuk, I think it was game one. Might have been game two. Kachuk hit Eichel so fucking hard.
Dude, yeah.
Eichel popped up. I'm just saying, to your point, Vegas is tough, dude.
You can't they are. An apple they are. Right after.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eich daddy.
That's right.
Okay, so we got two more. It says, Donnybrook Crew, who you got winning the U.S. Open? Hope Brooks wins. Keep up the good work.
L.A. You got Country Isaac. Club.
We got?
L.A. Country Club.
I'd this be is kind of early. I don't even really, I haven't thought about this. So this is going to be a tough one to even answer.
Yeah, I don't know who's, I can tell you who I want to win. Patrick Reed. I don't know if he's gonna.
I think it'd be cool. I honestly think it'd be fucking awesome if Brooks won because he's just, he could do it. He could do it.
He could do it. He's playing good.
I
could see Brooks winning. I could see DJ winning.
I could see Brooks and even Hovland's on a bit of a heater.
I like Hovi. I think Hovi's due for a big
but,
big
like, but this
I,
is
I
a.
Like a Rom or a Morikawa because they're more of like coastal players or even DJ.
Yeah,
I think those guys are play really good at those sea level.
John Rahm from Dikupatai.
Those other guys, when they play a little more inland, like they're longer.
No, I think Homa is a good one too. Homa's hometown boy. Yeah, he's a hometown boy. Yeah,
so that's a good pick too.
And Morikawa is like San Diego area, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or like Shoffley, same thing.
But Rahm's like.
But I do think Brooks, though, just, dude, mentally, he's just like he's in it, man.
Dude,
he will fucking rip you apart right now.
Jenna's got him right.
All right, okay, I got another one. Sorry, did we all just say Brooks? Is that basically what we all just think Brooks are?
Brooks train.
I like Brooks.
Brooks are an inland or a West Coast motherfucker.
Where's Brooks from? Is he like a Florida guy? Is he from Florida?
Florida State, where he played. So,
did he play that?
He played at Florida State. Yeah, he was terrible like this first year, and then he slowly became like a really like a SEC or ACC player. God. He had a really weird career, man. And then he went to like these like
He
slowly built
he did.
Up. And
I remember when he first came on the league, I was like, who is this guy?
I know.
He was so good. Okay. Here's the last question. It says, what in the live? What just happened? How excited is Flink to have Reed back on the tour?
I just said it. Hell yeah.
Actually, dude, you know what's funny about that?
What are the odds?
Whenever I hear Rory talk lately, I can't tell how I feel about him, but the one thing that drives me nuts about him lately when he just says the PGA Tour.
The PGA Tour.
I just stand by the PGA Tour.
The European Tour.
I mean, we don't want to get in the live talk too quick, but man, it is fucked up. Like, just the way shit went down, man. Like, there's so much shit to unpack there.
Dude, that is wild. Like you were saying, even people you know that are high up in the industry were not aware.
Well, let's just go into the fucking live talk.
Should we?
Because this is it, right?
Like, it's meaty.
This is the big old...
Some meat on the bone
topic.
There.
Yeah. Where do we even start? Where do we unpack this?
So, I heard this isn't even like... That it's still... Because the government has already stepped in and stripped their nonprofit status.
They're trying to block the deal, too.
Which the attorneys for the PGA Tour, and I'm assuming for the LIV too. I mean, there's some big retainers on those checks. So
they had to have seen
this coming.
If I had to guess, I bet the PGA Tour
is spending $1 million a month in legal fees,
guaranteed. And I bet LIV is too.
Yeah, but the LIV doesn't give a fuck.
Think of how they started. Their attorneys, they're lawyered up like the ass because the way that tour started was like already a little. Suspect.
Yeah. So they spent like a penny.
I'm guessing LIV has just as expensive as attorneys
like
as
the,
PGA.
The short and sweet for me is if it took less than 2 years for them to fold up shop, someone coming and pressing on their books, the litigation to say, hey, we want to see exactly what you're spending your money on. and DOJ is like, oh, we're going to open this up.
Yeah.
Immediately they're like,
I read that.
We're merging.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
tells me a lot.
Instead of yeah. opening up their books, what have we said forever? And I got into it with Tad on, not into it, but I was like, we were on a thread with another homie of ours. And I was like, I said something about Monahan being such a puppet. I'm like, he should go into that meeting with like strings on his hands and like lean into it and see if the players will at least like laugh at him. And Tad's like, well, he's the puppet master. And I'm like, no, he's not. Dude, all the freaking billionaire corporations that are the sponsors, he's got his board of directors that off air we were discussing before we started. Monahan has a lot of people to answer to as the commissioner. And I would say he's getting pulled a lot of different directions.
We've got a special caller.
Special caller.
We hear him?
Special caller here.
Oh, Sean from Rose Park, you're live.
No. What's up, boys?
What up, dog?
Just sitting in the masturbatorium right now.
Oh, how is it?
Talk shop.
Are you on speaker? Good, yeah. So your both hands are lubed up, right?
Of course.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, we're dialed.
Dude, you called at the right time because we are right in the middle of Live, and we are just unpacking this fucked sandwich.
Okay, let's hear it, my boys. What are we thinking?
You want to join us in the unpacking?
Yeah.
So, Sean, what if this does go through? Let's start there. We'll go back. We'll backtrack on the possibilities that it doesn't. If it goes through, what does this entail? Is the tour, are both tours going to continue and the players are just allowed to kind of freely play in the events they choose? The money list will be back intact for both leagues. If it goes through, what does this mean?
Yeah, so if it goes through, I think that by 2023, I think it's just, they just keep it the same. I think everything would kind of try to start in the 2024 season. And I think that, so what they have in the contract is they have to put a good faith effort into looking into the team play, which who knows what that means. That could mean there would be a small part, like maybe there's just like, you know, maybe in the silly season or the off season, they do teams, kind of like how Liv is now. Obviously, they would have to create our, you know, new teams with other players, and et cetera, et cetera. But in my mind, that's kind of how it would go. And maybe, I don't know if they can just, like, all these Liv players just pop back on the tour or, you know, I would assume there's some sort of compensation for the – I actually have no clue how this is going to go. It's just going to be I don't think they even know, to be honest.
They're saying that there's going to be fines to bring back these players to the tour, but it's like, how the fuck do they even enforce that? How is that even possible? Right. There's no way.
Well, that's the thing. Well, before like when there was all those rumbles about Brooks Koepka coming back, there was all those saying about like if he does break his contract, he has to pay back what he got paid by four times. So whatever, you know, $400 million. Obviously, these are like 2 to 5 year contracts. So what, they're 1 year into this, and you know, maybe they just don't get paid out the rest of their contract. That's what their fine is.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the other thing too is like the way that the PGA Tour has set everything up though is like they've done such a shitty job. No one cares that anybody's going to really win the RBC this weekend. What they care about is the U.S. Open, which Brooks is going to play in.
Yep.
Right? So it's like, what the fuck does he care? Anyway, we're getting off topic, but I think you bring up good points. I think the other thing, too, is like where I think the crux of all of this is like what really happened? Like Jay Monahan looks like such an idiot right now. They basically made everybody look like if you did anything with them, you were, you know, the worst person in the world. And now he's, you know, in the bed with the devil. And
which everyone found out about over fucking Twitter. And,
yeah,
that's, you know, rough. And now they're trying to have to, like, they're getting all these questions the day after from all the reporters at RBC. And they have to kind of try to figure out a way to backtrack or, like, defend themselves, even though they're the ones that are fucking pissed. They're the ones that got fucked over here and getting forced this, you know. They don't have a choice.
Jay doesn't, you know? I don't think Jay survives this. There's no way.
No way.
No way.
No way.
How did he not control
this better with it coming out?
Go ahead.
No, the weird thing is too is like you got both sides, right? Where you got like Jay is the CEO and he controls the thing and he decides if the Liv's going to be in and he decides this. Then on the other side, Greg Norman's like Liv Tor will live on. It's coming from the top. And then by the way, what's his butt like basically controls the entire. He bought Western Golf, so fuck you.
Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know who is?
We're so like what happened?
Do you know who's sitting on the throne right now?
Who, His Excellency? What are you saying?
Yeah.
Do you know who's sitting?
That's what Sean just said.
Third leg Greg.
Freaking Phil Mickelson.
No.
Yeah,
I'm saying I do think it like saves his name a little bit, but I don't think he has any control.
No, I don't mean he has control. I just mean who has the biggest smile on their face?
He's got a big smile for sure. Phil Mickelson. I actually think most of the LIV Tour players have this big smile on their face. I just think
I don't know. Maybe not, because now their fucking boss is going to be Jay Monahan. There's no way in hell after 2024 that Greg Norman is going to be involved.
But again,
I don't think Monahan will be either. Monahan and Norman are both gone.
Yeah, and they'll I don't know. Like it's just at the end of the day, they all get to still play in the majors, which is the biggest thing. So what does it matter?
Yeah, what does it matter?
I hope that Monahan's gone, and I hope that. Norman's gone, and I hope that they
I think both of them have to go, and I think not to sound like too patriotic, but like, you know, just being having American pride, like it's just shitty that this is what's going down. Like I was always about competition and pushing the PGA Tour to break up the old boys club and do all this, but it was never like this, right? It's like, hey, look, like PGA of America, PGA Tour, like that really does mean something. Like, and I think this is what Sean was always defending to have his back a little bit. Like, that is like super cool, and it's sad, right? That like money, really everything. Everything in the world has a money on it, has a price on it, right? Yeah, like
you see
just,
what
they literally just sold. If this goes through, they sold the PGA Tour, all of golf. They sold the.
Well, they sold Western. They sold the entire.
They sold DP World Tour. Every fucking tour.
Yes, for like a billion dollars. Like it's like what the fuck?
Yeah, and then there's all these stupid fucking rumblings. Oh yeah, Smash GC is getting bought by fucking Nike. You're like. For $2 billion,
and that's what I'm saying. I just hope the PGA has control of like, hey, look, this is still our thing, right? Like we still have control, we still have decision making, like of our thing. I would assume that's what's in the deal, but has anybody actually really seen the deal, like?
No,
the details of it?
Not even out. No, the details aren't even out.
Right. So we're just speculating.
For a week.
One thing I will say is like the hypocrisy is funny though. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, all these brands that are American made have been doing this for years.
Yeah, that's true.
With all the blood money, we'll say.
That's true.
To now bring up the PGA Tour because they're like an entity of purity and they have tradition.
Right.
To say that that's not fair, like, sure, you're right, but where did we draw the line before? Yeah. Because we've made deals with them for decades.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, I'm just saying, like, I there is a point where, like, you know, you buy a Ford, like, you just, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know. Yeah.
Ford already was on the list of same people making deals with them.
Yeah, but, like, but from what I've been told is as soon as, like, Liv was, like, the PGA, as soon as they started lifting those purse prices, they went all the sponsors and were like, hey, we're going to raise these. You need to put more money in. They're like, no, we're out. See ya. Well, Honda, out. See ya. Done.
They're going to Liv.
Exactly. So, I ain't doing that. So, PGA was like seeing the writing on the wall, being like, oh, shit. Like, we can't outspend.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, but out of all the rumblings and everything I've heard is just like, you know, Saudi Arabia, the pit, their whole play was to get into Western society, to do business in Western society, and that a huge part of that would be to get in with PGA Tour, and to start Liv was just such a perfect pawn for them, and Like, they don't even give a fuck about it. They will, if that's the, if it dissolves, they, you think they care? No, they're about making money.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're, as if they get their in with PGA Tour and they are, you know, a partner, they're not even going to be a majority stake. They're going to be a minority stake in the PGA Tour. That's perfect for them.
For me,
you know, they're going to have a fucking giant tournament in Jeddah. They're going to have, you know, it's going to be more than any purse. All the majors, all the elevated events, it's going to be in Saudi Arabia. All the players are going to go over there, and all those fucking sponsors are going to go over there and chum it up. Like,
that makes it cooler for the international play, though.
I mean, it does open up. It does open up, yeah.
I don't know. Like, golf has been the same forever. I mean, it's
the PGA Tour doesn't affect me, because we think about back in the 1900s when they were playing in England and Scotland.
It was still an incredible thing. It's still tradition. It's still cool to see them win the Open, and even when they came over to win the U.S. Open in 1910, that started, right? Like, that was cool for that reason.
For sure, but, like, yeah, you're right. But I do think the PGA Tour, like, did formalize it to where it really felt like something that was – there's a lot of legacy there with all the Nick – you know, we talk about it, Sam Snead and – Nicholas and Tiger and, like, you know, I don't know. Right. Like, you don't really, yeah.
It's going to be wild. Whatever happens, going to be.
It's a big moment. And, like, yeah. Like,
it
you
might
said.
Not even, it might not even get passed. It might get totally blocked.
Exactly. You know? We were talking, like, about that before you got on, Sean. Like, there's a lot of stuff right now about it being blocked.
Yeah.
I could see the U.S., you know, kind of leaving, like, hold on.
Right.
Yeah.
But where the fuck knows? The world's crazy.
Crazy world. A lot of smells.
It's good to have you here, Daddy. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Hey. Well, boys, that's all I got for you.
Hey, Sean, before you go, what's your swing thought, dude?
Dude, you know what it is.
I do know. Can I say it? Can I say it?
Yeah. Tell me.
Sean's swing thought is, he visualizes a ball in front of his ball, and he's just trying to smash that ball in front of it. That's all he thinks about.
Power through it. Makes me hit through the ball. Makes me get aggressive through the ball.
Hell yeah. We were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Anytime I'm hitting it good, that's my only swing thought. And
it's a good smash factor.
Like, one thing I always think about. Smash GC.
Hashtag four aces.
hashtag Cleek. Hashtag go Cleek.
High flyers.
That's how we grow the brand. Nice.
All right.
Take your sleazy, bud.
All right, boys.
See you, buddy.
Chat later. Bye.
That's awesome. Did you guys see Joel Damon's tweet that he's like, I've always dreamed of playing for the High Flyers since I was a kid.
Little boy. Yeah. Yeah, I saw Max Homa. Max Homa tweeted something pretty funny the other day. He's like, all right, now that we're all friends, like, can we talk about these team names?
So good.
It's pretty funny.
Dude, what a weird thing. Like, I don't know. And the Trump part of it, the Trump's tweet, he's like, this is going to happen, like, 2 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, too. I'm going to come.
Don't come.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. God. I don't even know. There's so much to talk about with the whole thing. There's so much speculation, though. Like, it's hard to.
I think the craziest part about it is, and we touched on this on our show, whenever Liv started and we went into this, the PGA's got to open up their books, and it came down to that. I think that's, like, really funny.
Yeah, there's a lot that came out, and then there's their exemption, and then, like,
think of all the good old boys that are. Think of all the good old boys.
There's
on that.
And that's a lot of money flowing through there.
And you guys know damn well there's a board, like there's a board, and that's good old boys. And then there's, like, a behind the scenes, fucking board, ghost board, and it's just, dude, there's a lot of swinging dicks in that room.
Mm-hmm. I just don't really know, like. Yeah, and then it's almost like they still have Rory out there just, like, mm-hmm. kind of just the poster boy. They're just like, you take the brunt of this. You deal with this. You look like an idiot. And that's what I was saying earlier. Like, I've kind of been, like, annoyed with Rory, but, like, there is a part of me now, like, I kind of feel bad for him, where he just, you know, him and Tiger and Will Zalatoris and all these Hideki and all these guys that just stayed loyal, and they're just.
So it's funny you mentioned that, and that reminds me of something that I think. Oh no, my Robocock fell out. I was thinking about, so in my mind, I think the players, everyone's probably pissed, right? Like we talked about. I think everyone on the PGA Tour is like, what the fuck? In some regard, whether Rory's voicing it, whether Tiger gives a shit or not, because he's going to be a billionaire and do whatever. Think about the guys that are like 75 to 200 on the money list. Think about those guys that I can verify one, and I can't say the name, but I know one offer. And I think these guys in that range were being offered $20 million for 3 years.
Pizza party.
$15 million for 3 years. Plus winnings and whatever, and team winnings. But think of being a like middle-of-the-road player on the tour and having the opportunity to go make $20 million for 3 years, go make $6.5 million a year, and plus your winnings and plus all, you know, all your sponsors still and whatever, but be guaranteed that as an athlete, like you should, like we talked about, that's the way, whether you like live or not, golfers are not paid like other athletes based on past performance. Think of turning that down. Think of like, dude, $15 million over 3 years. That's a life right there. And, yeah. And the, not that these guys aren't going to make money, but everyone is so focused on $800 million for Tiger, $500 million for Rory. Great. Those guys are fine. Like they're on a level where they're speaking out because they have power. Think about the guys that are like 110th on the money list. They're like, fuck, dude, I got a live offer for $25 million for 3 years, or I got an offer for $10 million for 1 year or whatever.
Well, it's not even that too, but those guys that did go, like Taylor Gooch.
Yeah.
And he's good. I mean, I shouldn't say him. He was top 30 in the world when he left.
That's another.
But like, let's see this year. Brandon Grace, Charles Howell III.
Yeah, there you go.
Mito Pereira. Good players, right? But like Danny Lee, he's made $5 million this year.
Yeah.
Danny Lee.
Right.
Sorry, dude. Like, yeah. Carlos Ortiz. But he made $4.8 million.
Think about being a golfer and just wanting to take care of your family and retire.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And being like, dude, I fucking listened to Jay Monahan because I was told whatever, this and this and this, and I'm loyal. I mean, everyone's talking about how upset the people would be that have a couple extra zeros, but I think everyone is pissed.
Well, I think Will Zalatoris is a big one though too, because his back thing, he got offered 130.
Yeah,
that's like,
and Hideki's funny. The Spirit Airlines thing was funny.
Yeah, well, yeah. And you also got to think about the caddies and the, like Jared said, the families.
Yes,
like, it's very big. Like the caddies at the recent PGA Championship, there's a lightning storm, a rainstorm. They had to run a mile to the clubhouse to get anything. Like in the live, you they can walk in, they get their whole caddy, like clubhouse,
actually taken care of.
And their what was it? The for travel or hotels?
Did you send that to me? Someone sent me the thing where in the last, was it? It was one of the majors, or maybe it was just a PGA tournament, and there was a lightning storm, and they couldn't even go in the building that the players, they had to like run to like a different building. The caddies, yep. Like, they're like, you're not allowed. Their pass like didn't get them in. That's like part of your team. Like they're just as important as the player in a way. Yep. And you're going to make the caddy like sprint with the clubs in a lightning storm. I don't know. It's so weird. The PGA Tour is so far up their own ass. It is like fucking insane.
They are. And I do think that it was time to kind of break up a little bit of that, you know, what's going on. Like you got to, yeah, I think it was good, but I don't love the way it's all kind of working out right now. I think I wish there was more, going on, but
I think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. I don't know how it's going to look, but I think it's going to change. Even if the government blocks, I don't know. There's only so much they can do. I mean, I'm assuming at some point that it's going to be able to merge.
Should we jump to the RBC?
Let's do it.
Let's talk real quick about the Memorial. Victor Hovland won and Taddy won our bet.
Yep.
Tad took Spieth and he finished the highest. I think he was top five finish maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And our Rahm and Hatton is who me and you picked. And
well, we used to pay out for that, but not anymore, I guess. Know.
And we picked last Thursday. We normally do the show on Wednesday and we do the picks, but we actually saw who was leading last week and we picked guys further down. We couldn't pick anyone top 10, was that was currently top 10?
Yeah.
So for Tad's pick to finish, which Spieth, whatever, but he finished top 10. And our picks to finish top 20, I think both of our guys finished top 20.
So we hit both times.
Yeah, I mean, that's like...
And even my other pick, I had Justin Suh. Yeah. The next day, he was like killing everybody. I'm like, damn, I should have picked him.
And
then he
fell way down. I remember you were saying that name, and I was like, who is that?
Yeah.
Father Suh.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, yeah, RBC, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Championship.
Rusty Dick Cox.
What do you got on the RBC, Jay? Who do we got for odds here?
Okay, so we're just going to pick. I mean, we obviously have like a day in, so we kind of know where people are at, yeah? So should we not look at the...
That's true. McElroy was the favorite. How's he doing?
Probably just talking about Liv.
Should we do picks like we did last week where we all pick someone that's not currently top 10 and see who finishes the highest?
Rory's... Yeah. He's nowhere to be found right now.
He was picked. Hatton was up there. Burns was up there. Fitzpatrick, Cameron Young, Justin Rose, or any of those guys up there. We got Hadley's leading with Connors. I don't see Fitzpatrick is T5 right now at 4 under, but I don't see any of those other names.
J. Rose T14,
which is interesting. Is this?
I think
field isn't that.
I actually think Corey Connors, he's from Canada. Probably a good pick. It's probably who I would pick. If I had to do one.
Good old Canadian boy.
Yeah. Canadian.
Well, but he's fucking leading.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
He's T1.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
Good pick. You didn't even
know. That's what I'm
saying. I'm going to go T14, Akshay Bhatia.
Ooh.
My corn furry boy. We followed around on the championship last year.
The buck, and buck 15.
And yeah. And like we've all seen his sweet girlfriend's Instagram.
Sweet lefty. Yeah.
Yeah. We all have.
Crazy story about following his family around.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I told you about.
Oh, yeah. You might. I don't know if you can say that on air.
Yeah.
But that is crazy.
Okay. So we won't pick people in the lead right now. Sorry. I didn't realize that.
I'm going to go. This is just down the list. Dude, but he's only 3 back. I'm going with our boy, Lashley.
Oh, I love it, dude. Hell yeah. We should have brought him on.
I know.
Chris?
I'll text him.
Come on, Chris.
That's awesome. He's that high, though.
Yeah, he's two.
I love that. Because he's
2 under, 3 back.
Has he been top T20 or higher all year?
I don't think so.
So this would be big.
Yeah. Yeah, if he could get dude, I'm confident. Top 10, Lash. Let's go. Get one of the big checks.
he's been top 10 this year.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
he's been good. The Sony Open in Hawaii and the Puerto Rico Open. Come on, dude. I'm sure you just. How'd you forget about the Puerto Rico Open, dude?
Sorry, Lash.
No one wants him to win that.
You know, honestly, looking at he's had some good finishes this year.
Oh, kids of stuff.
Yeah.
That's hard to do, man.
He's made over $1 million. So.
Would have made a lot more on the Liv.
It's true. Dude, hold up. Phone though, look who's tied for 5th, Jonathan Bird. When was the last time you guys heard that name?
Bird,
Jonathan Bird. Do you guys remember him?
Yeah, I do remember.
God, he was good though.
Who are you picking?
Oh, sorry.
come on,
shut the fuck up. Oh, I did pick Corey Connors, but that was off limits.
But it would have been.
We signed for first, so.
So there's that. Okay, hold on. So are we picking below a certain...
Just below top 10. So do you...
Okay, so wait, we're not looking at odds? We're looking at the...
No, below top 10 and see if you can get a pick within the top 10 or top 20.
Below top 10 of the current leaderboard.
Okay, I'm on it. I got it.
So I pick Akshay Bhatia. T14.
You pick Novak just because we know a kid named Novak. He's T14. A Novak, I don't know who that is.
I'm going to go with Rose I'm going to go with Rose.
That's a good pick.
It's a way good pick.
Super safe.
I saw him chip in today on a highlight, so that's why I'm picking him.
Oh, yeah. And he's the first player that's not top 10.
Is he really? Oh, none of mine. I have Andrew Novak.
That's what I was saying. Novak.
Yeah.
Take Rose. I'd take Rose. Yeah. Novak's not. He's a nobody. Sorry, Novak. Okay. We're in with RBC. Can we talk a little bit about the U.S. Open coming up? My brother's going to be there. Do you guys
Let's talk about it.
Does anyone need a Q-zip? Flat brim? Anyone?
Dude, give me both. Colin, I know you're listening because I sent him $100.
Did you really?
Yeah. Did you guys hear that?
Oh, we should have talked about that in the hotline.
So, yeah. Well, I know Jay asked for it because he was like, I listened to it. So I'll give Jay $100. But okay, I sent Colin.
Colin was in first.
Colin texted me. Yeah. And he said, Jay, I'm at minute 21 and I'm awesome. I'm here. And I was like, fuck. Damn. So I sent him $100. I didn't say a word. And he sent it back to me. And he's like, you don't need to send that
what
to me.
What a character.
So to give Colin credit.
Let's put it in the fine fund.
Yeah, he did send it back. So
Dude, let's make a fine fund.
I want some ball markers, Colin. I want a ball marker and a divot fixer.
Like some some Glenn Wild shit. Oh, from LA Country.
I want a Q-zip, a vest, or like a hat. I want both. Oh, give me all three, dude. What the fuck, Colin? You're fucking rich. Yeah,
fill up a bag, dude.
You have an Audi,
dude. Send you money.
I have an innie, but. So there's some cool stuff about, you know, the Playboy Mansion's on this course.
Yep.
And they used to not. They still are kind of stringent on the members. I guess like Hugh Hefner couldn't be a member. There's a lot of famous people that they've denied membership to. And until pretty recently, I was reading an article. They had the Walker Cup there in like 2016 or 2017. And prior to that, so Gil Hance redid the course in 2010. They did a redesign. And they have been... I guess they've even had club presidents that are like, hey, we want to have the U.S. Open here or whatever. And they put in bids for it. And then the board of directors of L.A. Country Club has shot it down on votes every single time. So for years, it was very, very, very secluded, like elite. They didn't even want tournaments there. They were just like, no one's playing here. So it's kind of cool that they are getting after it. There's a couple interesting things about it, too. 5 par threes, I believe I read. I don't know if it's still set up the same as this when this article was written that I read. And one of them, I believe it was number 7, could play as long as 300 yards if they move the tees back. 300-yard par 3.
Dude, that's crazy.
That is crazy. So a couple fun facts. I'm sure Isaac maybe has a few LA Country Club fun facts.
Well, isn't there 36 holes there?
Oh, there might be. There might be. I don't know that. There might be like a north and a south course.
Yeah, I think there is.
And it started, I did read, 1897. It started as a 9-hole course called like the Windmill Golf Course. And then they've acquired property over the years. And obviously it is what it is now.
But Colin's there.
Colin's there.
Is he there right now?
No, next week.
Oh, okay.
So we have a few friends and they're obviously more my brother's friends when we lived in New Jersey that one of them is a member there.
Okay.
And so he was able to buy tickets for everyone, and a bunch of their friends from high school flew in. And
oh, yeah. The North Course looks like it hosted the first LA Open 97 years ago in 1926. Wow. Yeah.
So it should be pretty cool. I love US
Open. But, dude, you know what's crazy is they announced in July 22nd, 2015, that the LA Country Club was selected to host this
U.S. Open.
It's been that. They do it that far in advance.
Yeah, that's crazy. This is the first major champion help of the club. You know, that's interesting is, like, I thought about that. Like, you know, people that own clubs and have these big, like properties and stuff. Like, the amount of damage that the tour does to your course.
Yeah, it's true. Like, it fucks it
you
up.
You saw, like, even on the live, like, that Australian golf course. Like, they were like, we can't play this course for a month.
Yeah.
Like... it'll be interesting to see what happens to that golf course when this is over.
But I've been to Pebble, and I've never played there, but I've been to Pebble, and I've walked around the grounds there. And it was in between. They were about to have – what's the tournament they have at Pebble every year? Is it the Honda? Or no, the Honda's in Florida. The AT&T, the Pro-Am. So that they were setting up for that tournament. And they actually have it. Like, they wheel in – you wouldn't even – looking at it, you wouldn't be able to tell they fit as big of they wheel in these grandstands and these sky suites and these private boxes, and they take everything away, and it doesn't look like it was ever there. So I don't know. I'm with you, Jay. They do. That's a known fact that when a tournament rolls through, whether it's like web.com, whether it's whatever, I've heard the ladies really tear up the greens actually more than anyone. heavy feet,
flicking beans, eating vagines, and hitting the greens.
But no, if I remember, I wouldn't be super stoked if I remembered like a really nice club and the tour came through and I couldn't play for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. I'd be tough. It'd be tough.
Poor, tough life. But okay, so anything on the US Open? Do we go through like our favorites? I know we're probably going to pick next week. Scheffler's currently at the top. I think a lot will depend on, maybe not as much, will depend on how the RBC goes. Everybody's already there, and I think the field in the RBC isn't that strong, so I don't know if anyone winning
that. Let's not go into picks because then Sean and Tad
will
be here. Yeah.
I think Sean, one of those two, is going to pick Finau. I'm calling it now. And the other one's going to pick Rory. Sean's going to pick Rory. Tad's going to pick Finau. Count it. Okay, should we get into a little bit of hockey?
Let's do it.
God, I've been loving it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. But I do hope that Homa, I think Homa's a good pick for the Open.
Yeah.
I like that pick a lot. But fucking Koepka, man. He's so hard to not pick. But Shoffley and, yeah.
Got Alice winning it.
All right, so we're going in hockey?
Who the fuck is Alice? I think Morikawa's not a bad pick either.
No. Great pick.
Coastal favorites. What did you say, Ice? Yeah.
Coastal guys.
Coastal comrades. So the hockey's been nutty. And I get sad now. We're at the point when I get sad. Because it's almost over. So even though there's games left, I watch them and I'm like, oh, man. Damn it. There's not too much hockey left. So that bums me out. Florida just won. We talked about that earlier. We're watching it live. They beat them in overtime to make the series 2-1. Vegas has just been looking really good. I didn't get to watch a lot of that game because I was up at the rink tonight doing a scrimmage with Park City. But I got hit in the leg too tonight, dude. I was playing in the scrimmage, of course, and I'd not go in full gear. And I was playing D, but I obviously like give the kids a lane to shoot. Like I'm not gonna stand in front of it and be like, hey, don't shoot it at me, but. With that being said, as a player, you always knew where if your coach joined the game, you loved it, first of all, because you wanted to beat your coach. Second of all, you always knew where they were. And, like, I'm not going to shoot one into my coach's knee or his face.
Yeah.
So you pick your spots. And then what I just said, as a coach, you know what lanes to stay out of. And you give the kid an opportunity to shoot it or pass it. And then if I can knock it down with my stick or whatever, I will. But whereas in a game, I would attack you like A to B, and you're playing against the kids. I'm like, yeah, give them room. I don't want to get hit with a puck. Kid fire, just like freaking Hutch, dude. Remember Hutch in practice this year?
All the time.
Tattooed me. Speaking of that, he got a hole-in-one at Park City yesterday.
His dad?
No, Hunter.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, the dad texted me hole-in-one, and I was driving, and I saw there was a picture attached, and he's a member at the Jeremy. And I was like, oh, dude, did he birdie like 17 or eagle 17 or would make a one or whatever? And I was like, sick.
17's pretty tough.
That is a tough hole. I've seen a hole in one there, though. That's the only reason I said 17. But there's what? Is it number four? Is that really downhill?
Yeah.
That'd be a sick one, too. I've never seen one there. But Hutch texted me that he said it just said hole in one. And I saw a picture. And when I got home, I opened it up and it was Hunter. The picture was of Hunter. And it was number 8 at Muni. And I asked Hunter today, I'm like, how? Because I didn't know if he was playing from like the Reds or like the middle of the fairway or something. But, you know, his dad's a good player. He must be pretty good. And he said it was 199 yards. And he hit a 3-wood. I was like, dude, that's even more impressive to hit a 3-wood and knock it in.
I guess.
I don't know how it went in. I didn't ask him how it went in, but what a beauty either way. Hell yeah. So. I got smoked in the leg, but hockey's dope. And I'm going to go home and watch this. I recorded it, even though I know what happened. I'm going to still lay in bed and watch it and break it down.
It's awesome.
Did you get to see any of it? Oh, you were playing.
Send me your thoughts.
I will. You were playing golf, so you didn't really watch it either.
Yeah, I didn't either. But I usually do the same thing, especially the cup.
It was like a 3-2. Everyone's playing very you want to see it.
High intensity. It's not like a regular season. Like, oh, I went home and watched fucking. You know,
even
January 16th, Winnipeg Jets versus the. Yeah. But this is different. Like, you're actually taking the time to be like, all these guys are going 1,000 miles an hour.
As a fan, you're like invested. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, I totally understand that. I think that's a really good. And that's the NHL thrives off that. We've talked about that before where they don't really. They are starting to develop a younger fan base, but I think for the most part, they've relied on their hardcore fans, which. Like, I feel like I'm invested enough that I'm like, dude, I want to watch it and I want to see who does well. And it's been fun. I don't know. I hope I'd like to see Florida win the next one in Florida, go back to Vegas, see what happens, but we'll see.
This is what has happened every time with Florida, though. They've been down in the series.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
OT. Yeah. Both times.
They've been they've clinged on a few times.
Like, what? Yeah. Like even Carolina.
Yeah.
Carolina came out hot, smoked them, right?
Well, it's been a minute, but even Boston was game seven.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Toronto was gentleman's sweep. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they really had to grind for a few of those wins.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of OTs. Yeah. And like you said, so.
Well, they swept Carolina, but it was a lot of, it was like a one goal game and over, like a four overtime game.
Exactly.
You're right. It was.
So if they can get Vegas to kind of come down to their level.
Well, and it's big. So Paul Maurice talked about how they came out really physical in the first two games and they took a lot of penalties and they had like some ejections and they were down big in a few of them. But Maurice talked about how he wanted to make an adjustment and say, let's not play as physical. Let's not play as rough and tough. It takes a lot of energy to play that way. We have to make a new game plan. I like Maurice. I think he's a really good coach, really smart dude. I respect Cassidy and like what he does too, but I'd like to play for Paul Maurice if I was a player. Anyway, we're going to watch see how that goes. I guess we're going to be, hopefully we're back to like a game six by the next time we're on. Hopefully this is still going. Jay, do you have any thoughts on like what you've seen in the playoffs?
Dude, it's just been good, man. I think I'm excited that the Florida won tonight and, you said it. I think that they adjusted the physicality part of their game. I guess it worked.
Yeah. I watched more of it. I didn't see a lot of this game. I was driving and I was at the rink.
Yeah. I don't know. It just felt like they settled in a little bit. And I think it's good to, I don't know. You don't want to see a Stanley Cup finals that go like sweep them or something, right? So I'd love to see them get both of these games, tie it up, go back, and then see what they can do in Vegas again. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Good. So, I think we're all rooting for that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, boys. Well, I don't got anything else, man. I'm stoked to be here. We were stoked to be here. Give like 30 people some entertainment for a couple hours tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thanks, boys. From Flink, from JR, from Isaac. Thanks for joining us. Don't be an asshole.
Place your divots. You niggas stuck in neutral and ride like fuck it, it's a long road. Shit, I'm the one, I'm like a lost soul in the middle of heaven and hell. See, nigga, only God knows when your time gonna come and your eyes roll straight to the back. Now you seeing all black. That Mac go ring and that nine go clap. That's that murder, murder music to rewind you back. Put that Ruger all up to you, watch your mind go splat. All over the wall, nigga, all over that raw. It's the same old me, still the same old G. Got that crack music, listen, let your brain OD. I be playing OP, me and one of my niggas. Riding through the city, plotting on some of the niggas that be thinking they gon' get me. I'ma run to you niggas, and that's a couple dead bodies for a couple of niggas. Yeah, monster, sitting like a monster. Revolver on my lap, barrel full of black Tylers. I lick it at your squadron, roll up like old up, start spitting while I'm driving. Fill off and roll up, you niggas better slow up before you bang the fuck out. I ain't let it fling, blow your brains all the fuck out. All over your shirt, since a youngin' I was buck wild. All up in the dirt, mind screaming, get the fuck out. North where I was raised at, South Philly I played that. Wherever I'm around, I hold it down like a wave pack. Yeah, my niggas stay strapped, blazing, I'ma blaze back. All over that yoke, you get your motherfucking A crack. North side of Bird Street, south side of 8 Ball. Posted by the Green Gate, cops come straight for him. Niggas dropping tapes on him, try and get his locked down. Send it to the district, that's enough to get you chopped down. That 9 Parabellum, fuck around and get a nigga. Mama Sarah Bellum, they ain't riding.